This week, the newly created Civil Rights Unit within the state's Department of Justice filed its first major case. It involves a hotel worker in the town of Jackson who faces hate crime charges for alleged statements during an altercation with two Muslim guests. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports now on the state's recent efforts to combat discrimination and what's known about this incident.
Last summer, an alleged attack on a biracial boy in Claremont made national headlines. There were also racially charged incidents at UNH and on a bus in the Oyster River School District.
Good morning. An important day to take some, I think, very important steps.
With those events swirling in the local news, Governor Chris Sununu in December announced a major change within the state's top law enforcement agency.
We are establishing a civil rights unit within the Department of Justice. The vast majority of states in this country do already have civil rights units, and it's time that we do the same.
The new civil rights unit is charged with investigating complaints of violence and discrimination motivated by race, religion, sexual orientation, or disability. This isn't a new law. New Hampshire has had enhanced penalties for hate crimes for years, but it represents a shift in how these cases are handled. Elizabeth Leahy, who directs the division, says victims can now file a complaint directly to the office.
It's not uncommon in New Hampshire. I think New Hampshire thinks of itself as sort of immune, and it's not.
Along with a dedicated staff within the Department of Justice to handle these complaints, the Civil Rights Unit also has a larger mission. It partners with local law enforcement on investigations and leads educational trainings. Leahy says it's also intent on sending a message about where the state stands on discrimination.
We need to not only enforce the law, but make sure that we are reaching out and supporting the communities that are affected by these types of acts or also perhaps more especially vulnerable.
This week, the Civil Rights Unit filed what Leahy calls its first formal action. It's bringing a hate crime case against a 32-year-old hotel worker named Priscilla Protesevicki. Protesevicki and her family run the Covered Bridge Riverview Lodge, a small inn in the mountain town of Jackson with the motto, "Enter as strangers, leave as friends." The state has released limited information about the incident, but Protesevicki is eager to share her side of the story. She says in April, a family called and asked for a room and wanted to check in early.
So I cleaned the room. I got it all ready. I made it really extra nice for them, sprayed it, you know, make it smell good, clean it, scrub it. And I'm there at 10 o'clock ready for them to check in.
But when the family arrived, Protesevicki says they criticized the hotel's cleanliness and asked for a refund, something the hotel has a policy against.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian, Muslim. If somebody comes here and they say, I want a refund, I have to give them the same policy as I tell everybody. No refund.
What happened in the hotel lobby next is the focus of the state's case. Prosecutors allege that the confrontation escalated and the victims were shoved out of the door, that Protesevicki made comments about their Muslim religion, and that they weren't welcome at the inn because of their faith. The wife was wearing a hijab, a traditional Muslim covering.
I mean, this had nothing to do with race. It's the fact that they didn't even want to stay here. I wanted them to stay here. I've had Muslims stay here for a week. And they're very nice people. They played with my kids. I invited them up to my private living quarters. But these people were just scum like you wouldn't believe. These people in particular were like, I don't know, radicalized or something.
Protesevicki didn't elaborate on these statements or what she meant by radicalized. Prosecutors described the couple as a family from Massachusetts on vacation in the White Mountains. The incident ended with the local police arriving on scene. If convicted of the simple assault and enhanced hate crime charges, Protesevicki faces up to 5 years in prison and fines. No matter the outcome, Devin Chafee with the ACLU of New Hampshire, and who serves on the Governor's Council on Diversity and Inclusion, applauds the Department of Justice for pursuing the case.
We know that these issues of bias, discrimination, and even violence are occurring. And it's really great to see that the Civil Rights Division is stepping up to the plate and taking action.
Chafee says it's important for the Civil Rights Unit to have teeth, to show the residents of New Hampshire that it won't tolerate discrimination in any form. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.